Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, verses 37 and 38. Jesus said, "But in the account of the burning bush, even Moses showed that the dead rise. For he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." It was an exceptionally cold day in the late fall as we drove to the cemetery. Even though it was mid-afternoon, the sun made long shadows. The hearse led our procession of cars slowly out of town, and even though our vehicle was full, the conversation was muted. I couldn't help think about how everything would change now. The house would always be a little quieter. Holidays would seem a little emptier. Pictures that used to bring only happy memories would always have a twinge of sadness. It was then that my brother spoke up and said with more hope than sadness, "I am so thankful for the resurrection." With this thought, suddenly there was hope, even in my crying eyes. As sad as we are when we are separated from our loved ones by death, as much as it might change our lives here and now, as Christians we know that our God is the God of the living, not the dead. The moment a Christian closes his eyes in death, he opens them to see Jesus. The final step a believer takes here on earth is simply the step before they walk with Christ forever. For the one who trusts Jesus, the last day here is just the beginning of an eternity with our Lord. While saying goodbye to a loved one is always difficult, we find certain hope in a God who promises that we will live forever with Him. Nothing can change that. Heavenly Father, give me the sure hope and comfort that You are the God of the living and that all who believe will live, even though they die. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.